in the temple, really. So in the way you feel. I tell you, let's do it light first and then pick it up.
I'm Johnny Athens, and this is A Whole Hour of Variety here on 101.5 Indy. Indy 101.5. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Welcome to Wednesday, June 8th. It is a pleasure to be here. I hope you're as excited as I am, because today we have another fun, exciting show with plenty of new music, plenty of new old music as well. That's right. We have a little something that was dug up and sent over to us at the station, so we're going to be showing a bit of that. And what else? We got so much great music and things to talk about. It's been a wonderful week. The weather has been all over the place, but hey, that's the weather. At least it's here where we can enjoy it or disgustingly talk about it to our comrades at the office or on Zoom or wherever we work from nowadays. And nowadays there is so much going on. There's good, there's bad, there's ups and downs, but I have something. An up right now. I have an up. It is a brand new album from none other than Tia Brazda called When I Get Low. It was just released May 27th, so 10, 11 days ago, 13. And it is a great album. She goes through a bunch of classics on the album, Easy Living, Smile, A Kiss to Build a Dream On, and so many more. And it really is exciting to hear this. It is like, she's a recognizable voice in jazz, and it's like, it's when you hear this, you understand why. And she's delving into the past with this album, as I mentioned. She digs into the Great American Songbook, which comfortably ties in to our other artists later on, but that's just a tidbit. You know, maybe take a guess, put in your tickets now. And it's songs that are written from the Second World War, and they draw parallels to the world of today and our present circumstances. She chose the songs carefully, you know, choosing some uplifting beats, but a bit dystopian and dreamy and nostalgic with a dash of grit. That's what we love. And this album was produced none other than the Juno Award-winning producer, Chris Graham, who also produced Brazda's last two albums. Each were recorded remotely, so they were working hard. They had to do their best here. So without further ado, I'm going to give you a song from Tia Brazda's new album, When I Get Low. I'll be seeing you on Indie 101.5. That's right.
Thank you.
Indy 1015. That was Love Song for the Rainy Season by Oded Tsur. And before that, we had Tia Brasdo with her new release album, When I'm Low, with I'll Be Seeing You. And when I'm low, I do think of how I'll be seeing you. It's great to be here. Those were two wonderful songs. Wow, the ending with Oded Tsur there with the Love Song for the Rainy Season. That was incredible. It starts off, it's almost like a thunderstorm. It wasn't too menacing at the beginning. It was quiet. You had the bass going, the strings, and then slowly builds up, big climax, and then boom, crashes down, that thunder and lightning. It indeed is the rainy season, to say no less. And it's been raining quite a bit out here, too. Every now and again, it teases you. It rains all morning, and then boom, like midday hits, and it stops raining. It's a bit tedious to have to deal with, but no doubt we get on. And we get on in this wonderful world. You got to have a world view, like the group Avatar did, which led them to winning a Juno Award for the Juno Award for Best Jazz Album, and it was well deserved. It is emotional, profound, utterly unforgettable, and highly recommended by James A. Cox of the Midwest Book Review. Now, what's a guy who reviews books doing with a jazz album? Well, let me tell you, a lot of albums have a lot of writing on the back, and this guy, I guess in the Midwest, they're kind of running low on reading material, so they're out reading the back of some jazz albums. And no doubt, we appreciate it. And he's very correct. It is a profound album, and it is unforgettable, with a lineup of Sundar Viswanathan, Felicity Williams, Michael, that was incredible. Michael Okipinti, Justin Gray, Ravi Nampally, Max Sennett, Aaron Lightstone, and Ton Pentney. You can wonder how they would do anything less than wonderful, unforgettable with this group. It is a powerful album that was released last year, I believe, October 18th, and it was a great album. It really represents a logical artistic evolution, and the whole group really manages to move forward with this vision that they're doing. It's inspired by the musical traditions of India, Africa, and Brazil, which are three nations I find, well, I guess Africa's a continent, but there are three musical traditions that we see a lot in the influence of a lot of the music coming forward today, which is great to see. It adds a different blend, especially when they mix it up with stuff we're more used to, right? Because these soaring melodies on the album really pair with the expansive, it's a cinematic arrangement, so it's very ambiotic, this music from Avatar. Not from the movie, although who knows, maybe it will be. You know, it makes sense. James Cameron gets 2 billion fans of Avatar. Why shouldn't the group Avatar have 2 billion fans? And maybe you will. Maybe you'll be one of them after we take a listen to the title track, Worldview, here on Indie 115.
We
is. This is Indie 101.5, the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Back at you here after those wonderful songs. We had Avatar with Worldview. That was a hot tamale of music, wasn't it? Just everything going on at once, all in your ears, just happening. They gave you everything. You definitely got that Indian, African, and Brazilian musical traditions breaking through there. And followed by Pete Calandra with Neptune Beach there. And then finishing off is Teddy Wilson, Say It Isn't So. Yes, ma'am, it is. I do say so, because it's my show. I'm going to do it how I want. That's right. And I have someone here who did it every time she sang. She did it how she wanted. And nobody complained because she did it perfect. And that is Ella Fitzgerald. You may remember early in the show, I was teasing some new old music. Well, a private collection has come out. Norman Granz, his private collection, just happened to find these recordings of Ella Fitzgerald live in concert at the Hollywood Bowl performing her Irving Berlin songbook with a full orchestra. And this was really big news to fans of the music. It was from August 16th, 1958, and it was just, this concert was just a few months after the release of the album, Ella Fitzgerald Sings, the Irving Berlin Songbook. And it's one of those things, when I saw this, it was like I was over the moon. It's like, obviously, I love Ella Fitzgerald. Who doesn't? Impossible not to. But the fact that, because that's kind of the sad thing. You can, it might take a really long time, but you can listen to everything that Ella or Louis Armstrong or whoever has done. Because obviously they won't be making more stuff. But something like this comes out, never before seen, released, except for the lucky people in that live audience in 1958. This was something that was generally not known, and these tapes were only just discovered, and they are the only known instance of her performing any of the songbook arrangements in concert, and let alone it's such a pristine and sonically sumptuous recording. So it's really exciting. And this album, well, not this one that's going to come out, but the original Ella Fitzgerald Sings, the Irving Berlin Songbook, was actually nominated for the best album of the year, and it actually won Ella her first Grammy for best vocal performance, which is pretty insane to think that it was 1958 where she got her first Grammy. I was such a talented artist. We'd give her all the Grammys we could nowadays. And this album, Ella at the Hollywood Bowl, the Irving Berlin Songbook, not a very concise title, but that's what they settled on, will be coming out June 4th on Verve, And it is arranged, conducted by Paul Weston, of course, Ella Fitzgerald, with the whole orchestra. And you can pre-order it now with a lively rendition of Puttin' on the Ritz, the song that will be debuting today on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That's what I have for you here. And it is a wonderful tune, of course. It's a song probably most of us know. And it is wonderfully performed, arranged. Paul Weston, Ella Fitzgerald, here with a new release on Indie 101.5.
Go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types wear a day coat, pants with stripes, and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix where Rockefellers walk and sticks or umbrellas in their midst, putting on a Ritz. super duper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks, umbrellas in their mix. Putting on a Ritz. Putting on a Ritz. Putting on a Ritz. Putting on a Ritz.
Keep that one up. Thank you. Well, I changed that melody.
Indy 101.5, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be with you. It's been a wonderful show so far. I've really enjoyed today, and I hope that you have as well. We had, of course, Ella Fitzgerald there with Putting on the Ritz. You can tell there was a lot of energy, a lot of excitement at that concert. The audience was ready, and so was she, to really bring her best. Followed by that was Chris Montez with Watch What Happens, and Adrian Quesada with The Last Time, a funky little groovy beat. And now let me talk about some of the news going on today. We have a melon mania going on. You know, carving pumpkins at Halloween might be a normal thing to do, but carving watermelons to use as a bandit mask is quite another. And that's what two thieves in Louisiana, Virginia did. To cover up their identities when they robbed a convenience store. That's right, they ate out this entire watermelon, carved out some eyes, put it in, strolled into the store, and said, "Hands up." And their hands were probably rather sticky from all that melon, which they wore on their heads. Police managed to find one of the culprits, and they are still searching for the other melon head. Another thing in the news comes from Berlin, Germany, where this archivist studio found a unique way to reuse material that would have gone to the dump. Eugenie Heitzma and Johann Offerhaus offered to take expensive hotel bed sheets that were headed for the garbage bin due to minor flaws and tears, you know, stains, rips, whatnot. The designers realized that the Egyptian linen from these bed sheets would be perfect for shirts, and the hotels were happy to get rid of it. Of course, they're throwing it out anyways. With so much quality material to work with, the entrepreneurs soon came up with some styles, and they intend to add more to their portfolio in the future. So think of that. You're walking around the street, your friends are saying, whoa, Robbie, what are you wearing? This ain't Gucci, this ain't Prada. You say, no, this is Marriott. This is the Days Inn, a Super 8 suit. Now that is something sounds like I could wear. Your weather for right now, it's 19 degrees, mostly cloudy. And there was not a lot of rain today, 61% humidity. Tomorrow, Thursday, is 21 degrees, 40% chance of showers, and it will be cloudy overhead. So I apologize in advance about that. To kick off the rest of the show, we have Oscar Peterson here with Wheatland on Indy 101.5. Indie 101.5. Nobody does it better than Oscar Peterson with Wheatland from his album Canadiana Suite. It's an album filled with music that's all inspired by none other than Canada. And I think these tracks, you know, might reflect a little bit about each province. Wheatland. Can we take a guess at that? I'm going to say somewhere in Saskatchewan, maybe even Alberta. They do got wheat out there. And then there's Laurentide Waltz. You can probably take a pretty good stab at that one. Place Saint-Henri. That one, that stumps a lot of folks. It got me too. Place Saint-Henri. Je ne sais quoi, Place Saint-Henri. And then there's Hogtown Blues. That could be anyone's guess. Blues of the Prairies. Well, hello. Welcome to the West. March Past, and I like this one, Land of the Misty Giants. I reckon that is about British Columbia. And it, well, it could even be about Alberta, I guess, because the Rocky Mountains go through both. And they are indeed some incredible misty giants when those early mornings come. And speaking of Alberta, we have a musician here who is from Alberta, Deanne Matley. And her album is actually inspired a lot from the works of Oscar Peterson in the Alberta Lounge, which is in Montreal. So there you go. They kind of play off each other, I guess. Deanne Matley released this album earlier this year, and it is a great one. It's really wonderful in how it's put together and reflective. Hers, too, is about Canada and her work in Canada and how it's kind of helped her and gotten her to where she is today. So closing out this week's show, thank you so much for listening. And to those who didn't listen, well, it's the thought that counts. We'll send it off with Deanne Matley, with none other than the Alberta Lounge on Indie 101.5. Good night and take care.
Cigarettes and big cigars. And when the band started playing, Oscar lit up Montreal. You can take it to the limit, you become talk of the town. Then you soar to new horizons when you play the Alberta Lounge. You can shout on every chorus, you embrace that big